Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Driftless Area LLC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is defending his on-again, off-again tariff policy on board Air Force One. He was asked about an interview in which he seemed to hesitate when talking about the possibility of a recession because of them.
Of course you hesitate. Who knows? All I know is this. We're going to take in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs, and we're going to become so rich, you're not going to know where to spend all that money.
Dow futures have been up on Wall Street, but have dropped sharply this morning. President Trump calls this a period of transition for the United States economy. Canada's next prime minister is former central banker Mark Carney, who won the ruling Liberal Party election in a landslide last night. Saudi Arabia hosting talks beginning today between the United States and Ukraine after last month's argument at the White House. Israel cutting off electricity to Gaza, affecting a water purification plant. Israel demanding Hamas release all the remaining hostages in return for a promise to negotiate for lasting peace. This is ABC News. Under arrest in New York City, one of the leaders of the pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. ABC's Chuck Sievertson says he was picked up by immigration officials.
His attorney says Mahmoud Khalil was arrested at his university-owned apartment. His lawyer says immigration police said they were acting on State Department orders to revoke Khalil's student visa. Told by the attorney that Khalil was in the U.S. as a permanent resident with a green card, the agent said they were revoking that too, according to the lawyer. President Trump's promise to deport students protesting the war in Gaza.
North Korea firing several missiles into the sea this morning, hours after the U.S. and South Korea kicked off their latest annual military drills. North Korea considers those drills a rehearsal for an invasion. Record-setting deal in the NFL. The Buffalo Bills signing their MVP quarterback, Josh Allen, to a six-year, $330 million contract. That includes $250 million in guaranteed money, the most ever for a pro football player. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Get ready for a day of fun and competition at the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, March 22nd at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Entry is just $20 per team, so grab your partner and bring your bags. You don't have a partner? No problem. Just let them know, they'll help pair you up. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156 to secure your spot. This exciting event supports the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, very spring-like weather today across the region with record high temperatures certainly possible. We'll see quite a bit of sunshine as well and some breezy conditions, so just a beautiful early spring-like day out there, no doubt. It will be much cooler tomorrow, though. We have a strong cold front diving down from the northwest for late tonight, and temperatures will be a good 20 degrees cooler tomorrow. Staying dry, though, for the next couple of days as high pressure works in. We'll see a gradual warming trend start up again Wednesday and carrying us through Friday. In fact, Friday could be another one of those days where it's feeling more like April than March. Looks like a strong low pressure system will sweep in from the southwest and impact us Friday evening into the weekend with some rain. Right now, looks like the heaviest rain will be Friday night when we could pick up a quick half inch or so. Even a few thunderstorms are possible, then gradually turning cooler throughout the weekend. The forecast for today, partly cloudy, breezy, with those record high temperatures in the mid to upper 60s, southwest wind 10 to 20. Just a few clouds tonight, dropping to the mid 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny and much cooler, high in the mid 40s, north wind around 10 becoming northeast. On Wednesday, partly cloudy, low 26, high about 54. For Thursday, warmer with a mix of sun and clouds, low near 32 with a high about 60. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, windy and warm, low 43, high 69. Rain and thunderstorms likely for Friday night, low 47. Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy and cooler. Scattered rain showers are likely, high 53. The rain could mix with a little snow Saturday night as temperatures fall down to the mid-20s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy and chilly. Chance of light snow showers in the morning, high near 39 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 27 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 61. The record high, 66 in 1977. Record low, 8 degrees below zero in 2003. Last year's high was 49 and the low, 22. Sunset will happen at a minute after 7 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 7:21. Again, that record high, 66. We're keeping an eye on that. We could get close to that or maybe equal it or better it today. South winds at 2. Barometer is at 29.91, which remains steady this morning. After a low of 23, it is 27.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time on WRCO today is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience located in southwest Wisconsin. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of high school sports from the weekend and a look back at the Badgers, Marquette, and the Bucks, who all suffered losses.
Hey folks, John here at Napa, Richland Center in Boscobel. It's perfect time to stock up on filters at unbeatable prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is your chance to save big. We've got great deals on hydraulic oil, greases, and a full line of Milwaukee tools at amazing prices. Stop in today, and as always, we have free popcorn. We appreciate your business and can't wait to see you soon. Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. The WIA State Girls Basketball Tournament will be played this weekend. Games will begin on Thursday. Division III action features Elk Mound and Xavier at 1:35 and Oostburg and Laconia following that game. Also, the Thursday night session features number 1 seed the Prairie School against number 4 seed Cuba City at 6:35, and number 2 St. Mary Catholic takes on number 3 Durand, Arkansas later on in the night on Thursday. And the action will resume on Friday morning at 9:05 in Division 4, where number 1 seeded Assumption plays number 4 Owen Withy, and number 2 Lord's Academy will take on number 3 seed Barneveld. Championship games will be played in all divisions coming up on Saturday afternoon. Action continues on Friday with Division II semifinals. Edgewood will play Rice Lake and Wauwatosa East against West Appear. And the championships for Division I will be played on Saturday with semifinals on Friday night. Kimberly plays Appleton East and Arrowhead against Muskego as well. The WIAA Boys High School Basketball Regional Championships were played on Saturday night around the state. Number 2 seed Royal was a winner over number 3 Highland, 60-53 in overtime. A tremendous game on Saturday night, and it was North Crawford, a 4th seed, knocking off number 1 seeded Potosi, 66-59. Also advancing from D5, Southwestern, after a win over Barneveld, 71-56, and Abundant Life Christian, 89-60, over Belmont. In Division 4, Mineral Point advanced after a victory against Lancaster. They will meet Darlington at Lancaster High School coming up on Thursday night. Darlington's win was 64-42 over Cuba City. Mineral Point beat Lancaster 83-43. And then in Division 3, Wisconsin Dells a winner against Lodi 50-40. They will take on Platteville at Richland Center High School on Thursday night.
Platteville end of the year for River Valley, 75-56 on Saturday night. Following the game on our postgame show, I asked River Valley coach Luke Thatcher about his team making it to the regional final.
It's a lot of fun to be here. It is a lot of fun to be here, and when we've been fortunate enough to win two, but as my wife reminded me, it's been 10 years since the last time we've won a regional championship, and that would be the next step that we're looking for, is to elevate us there. And I think, you know, some of the athletes are coming around to do that, and I hope the work in the off season takes place, because this, you know, you don't cut nets down because you jump onto the basketball floor in November. It is a 10 to 12 month a year. You better be getting shots up. I understand there's three sport athletes, but the best players are playing year round. They're at least getting the ball in their hand, and there are very few kids that see playing time, even in Division III, are just stepping on the floor come November and hang it up on a night like tonight.
The Platteville team moves on to play Wisconsin Dells. We had the final there, and you've seen them as well this year, haven't you?
We have, yes. Nice team. They've got some size. They've got some shooters. They've got a lot of length. They'll apply some pressure. This could be a very good game for them. Should be a competitive game. Both very talented athletic teams.
River Valley coach Luke Thatcher on our postgame show on Saturday night. Also, state team wrestling over the weekend. The Division I champion was crowned Saturday afternoon when Kaukauna defeated Arrowhead 54-13. Division II champion was won by St. Croix Falls after a 38-34 victory over Coleman. And the Division III title goes to Mineral Point. They had a close bout but defeated Wyawega Fremont 32-28 on Saturday afternoon. River Valley gymnast Anya Sefrud with a fifth-place finish in the vault at the state tournament over the weekend, 22nd in the beam, 24th in the bars, and 14th in the all-around. Anya Sefrud representing River Valley and the Southwest Wisconsin Conference at the state gymnastics meet at Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School. On the state scene, the Wisconsin women's hockey team is seeded number one in the 2025 NCAA tournament after beating Minnesota 3-2 Saturday. The men dropped a decision Sunday by the same score, ending their season. The women's team is making its 12th straight tournament appearance. Clarkson and Boston will meet in Madison Thursday night. The winner of that game will take on the Badgers Saturday with an appearance the next week in the NCAA Frozen Four on the line. The Bucks are finding no success against the other top teams in the NBA Eastern Conference. Sunday's 112-100 loss to Cleveland means Milwaukee is winless in 9 games against the Cavaliers, the Celtics, and the Knicks this season. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 30 points in the loss. The Bucks led for less than 30 seconds of the game. Milwaukee's next outing is Tuesday at Indianapolis. Elsewhere in the NBA, Oklahoma City over Denver, 127-103. Phoenix, 125. Dallas, 116. Memphis over New Orleans, 107-104. Philadelphia beat Utah, 126-122. Minnesota, 141. San Antonio, 124. Detroit, 119. Portland, 112. And in overtime, the Clippers beat Sacramento, 111-110. Michigan State was a winner over Michigan yesterday, 79-62 in Big Ten college basketball. The Badgers suffered a stunning upset loss to Penn State Saturday at home, 86-75. Penn State come from behind to claim its first victory on Wisconsin's home court in 30 years. John Blackwell and Stephen Crowell each had 19 points. UW cut the deficit to 2, 72-70, with 3:43 remaining, but they went the rest of the way without hitting a field goal. The Badgers will meet the winner of a play-in game between Northwestern and Minnesota coming up on Wednesday. 32 points by senior guard Cam Jones were not enough to help avoid the loss for Marquette in overtime to St. John's. The Golden Eagles are slumping down the stretch while finishing the regular season with 6 losses in their last 10 games. David Joplin scored 21. Marquette had a shot in regulation, but Ben Gold missed one in the closing seconds. The Eagles are seeded 5th in the Big East Conference tournament, and they meet Xavier on Thursday. In exhibition baseball yesterday, the Brewers lost to Kansas City 5-2. Cleveland won nothing over the White Sox. San Francisco beat the Cubs 8-6 as well. St. Louis defeated the Yankees 6-5. NFL MVP Josh Allen was rewarded with a contract extension worth $330 million, with an NFL record $250 million of it guaranteed, which makes him among the league's highest paid players. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
It is time for a vintage Paul Harvey program on WRCO Radio for this Monday morning, sponsored by Julie Karen State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions, they help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
100 years ago, we'd already discovered and applied electricity. We'd used it to make a bulb glow in the dark. It was puny, but it was an electric light, and yet we could not transmit the electrical current along a wire for any distance. By the mid-1880s, an inventor named George began looking around for something better. He'd heard that a couple of Frenchmen, Goulard and Gibbs, had devised a new thing called alternating current. This alternating current had long-distance capability by wire transmission. So George sent a man over to France with $50,000 in his pocket, and the man returned with the patents for alternating current. George redesigned the apparatus, developed new and better transformers, and set up an experimental power station in Barrington, Massachusetts. And that was the start of a fight that lasted for 10 long years. Today we're being told by a cautious few that atomic energy is a downer. Well, it was the same in the early days of electricity. Only back then the scientific community was split right down the middle over alternating versus direct current, and the public was still burning its houses down with candles. The alternating current, which inventor George advocated, was more efficient and more effective. It could be transmitted farther. His opponents argued, however, that when alternating current was stepped up to the high voltages necessary for long-distance transmission, it meant instant death for anybody who might touch the wires. Just as this dispute approached a climax, a small boy was electrocuted by accidentally coming into contact with one of the wires at George's power station. The newspaper started a campaign against George. Ordinances were passed forbidding the stringing of high-tension wires in many cities, many towns. The leader of the opposition, a highly respected scientist, wrote an article for the North American Review, and this was the final blow that threw the switch on alternating current. This renowned scientist wrote, quote, "There is no plea which will justify the use of alternating currents, either in a scientific or a commercial sense, and my personal desire would be to prohibit their use." And those were the words of the foremost electrical expert in the world. So George was stunned. Now the scientific community was against him, and the press was against him, and the people were against him. It would take a remarkable demonstration indeed to turn the tide in favor of alternating current. So George went to Chicago, and he bid on a contract to illuminate the grounds at the Great World's Fair of 1893. He got the contract because he bid so low. Since the only light bulbs in those days were designed to run on direct current, George would now have to invent a new light bulb for alternating current and manufacture enough of them to do the job. And he did. It cost him more than he could afford, but he did design and produce the bulb, and he did magnificently illumine the exposition grounds. Thousands came and went, and nobody got hurt. And with this dramatic demonstration, George lost all his money, but he won the acclaim of the public. And alternating current was here to stay. The inventor who had risked everything that was his in reputation and in resources to achieve that goal was to be reimbursed 100-fold. You know his name, George Westinghouse. But this is interesting. The scientist who had led the opposition, the distinguished scientist who had written in the North American Review that alternating current was too hot to handle, the one man whose immense scientific stature was almost sufficient to veto the idea forever, was Thomas Alva Edison. And now you know the rest of the story.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females, perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at Red Fest.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service, real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
We're 28 degrees, up a total of 5 already from the overnight low on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. Stay tuned for trivia and more regular stuff. On a Monday, this is Joe DiMessina.
Everybody wants an easy ride on the merry-go-round that we call life. Take a drive on cruise control, then you wait to find it's a winding road. I had my dreams in view when the money ran out. And the engine blew, hung my tears out to dry, then my dreams fell out of that clear blue sky. And I was walking the clouds, feeling so safe and sound. Something else knocks me down. Well, that's the way it is. You gotta roll with the punches. That's the way it goes. Falling in love, he's just what you're looking for. The only problem is that the man's not sure. Another guy'll give you everything. Only problem is you don't feel a thing. Well, I know from experience, nothing's ever gonna make perfect sense. Oh, one day you get what you want, but it's not what you think. Then you get what you need. Well, yeah!
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve, 'cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Hopefully you did all right with a daylight saving time change. The daylight saving time facts, well, it came in at 2 o'clock Sunday morning. And the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent, passed unanimously in the Senate in 2022, but was not passed by the House. So I know there's been a lot of talk about that, or just leaving it how it is, or keeping just one time. But that has not officially gone through. Currently in the U.S., only Hawaii and parts of Arizona do not take part in daylight saving time. It first came into play in 1908 in Thunder Bay, Canada. Despite the pains of a time change, it is nice to see some sunshine at the end of the day, which we should be able to have certainly tonight after a beautiful day.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill. Losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is I don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there.
maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world when my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna feel an empty cup if what you got still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. For the rest of your life, greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. Thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my way. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm.
You heard him. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
30 degrees now at WRCO. Today's trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Subs are great any day, and so are Subway gift cards. Make someone's day with a Subway gift card or use it yourself.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Ours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Today, it's small screen trivia. We'll turn on the Curtis Mathis television show set and watch what's on TV. Okay, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I like this one. It's a police detective show from the early 1970s known as Barnaby Jones. If you wanted to buy Barnaby Jones a drink to thank him for solving a tough case, what was his drink of choice? You wanted to buy Barnaby a drink to thank him for solving a tough case. What was his drink of choice? 608-647-4155. Call it up. We'll see if we can put a Subway sub in your hand.
You've been strutting around here, laying it on pretty heavy. I saw that little black box in your drawer when you walked out the room. You had in mind, but if you want to declare your love, there's something you should know. This girl likes Fords, big old F-250s, mud grip tires on the wheel, and decals, cause I like.
That is Chapel Heart on WRCO, and this girl likes Fords. Oh, goodness. Well, anyway, we have trivia today sponsored by Subway in Richland Center, and here is your question once again. If you wanted to buy Barnaby Jones a drink to thank him for solving a tough case, what was his drink of choice? The correct answer given to us today by Sherry Roan, who knew the right answer. It was milk. Good for all the dairy farmers there. Barnaby Jones, played by Buddy Ebsen. He was a milk drinker.
Barnaby Jones, starring Buddy Ebsen.
I always like those intros to those detective shows and that voice. I think that was the intro voice for a lot of different shows back then. Canon in color. Barnaby Jones. Oh, well, congratulations to Sherry. And Lee Merriweather was a member of that cast. She played Barnaby's niece. And the storyline was his son had been killed, and then Buddy came out of retirement, or Barnaby did, I'm sorry, to kind of find the murderer, and then also went on to solve other cases along the way. But Lee played his secretary, and I was very fortunate and honored to have Lee Merriweather on the telephone with us during Those Were the Days a few years ago, talking about Buddy Ebsen.
Salt of the earth, as they say.
Really?
He really was. Well, I'll tell you, he was a lot funnier off camera, mainly because he had such a wonderful dry humor, a quick wit, and they didn't write that for him. He would try and interject it as much as possible, but they wrote the series seriously. I mean, he was a detective, and he was they just didn't write him with a sense of humor. Mm-hmm. At all. I mean, he was caring. He, you know, he loved me. He wanted to help me. And when Mark Shera came on the show, he, you know, helped him. And that part of Buddy's personality they used to the hilt. That was wonderful because he was just like that, mm-hmm. exactly like that. And but he just was funnier off camera. He just was a delight to be around.
Lee Merriweather, who has got quite a career over the years, going way back. But she was a Miss America one time, but was in Lost in Space. And I think she was one of the Batgirls, wasn't she? She was on a classic episode of Star Trek. Quite the resume over the years. And, of course, Barnaby Jones. Well, coming up here, more info for you. We'll have some friends from River Valley in the studio with us today during our morning show as well, between 9 and 10.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, buy me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart, and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
6 minutes before nine. We're above freezing. 33 right now. Here's Diamond Rio.
I don't believe in any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. You know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you, girl, what's in my heart. Gonna love a little stronger. Have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Heart, ooh, gonna love a little stronger.
above the knee. She already got the hang turned on, two-piece peeking out of mossy oak tee. I got the windows down, she got me tied up in the cab of this K5 fixer up. Simcoe next to the waiters. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little Reddy Itty Itty with some acres. Little shotgun right in a gator. My baby loves it when I take her rolling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of a Georgia farm. Let her roots run wild and free. And wrap her up in my arms. Let her love all night on me. Play her something with a fiddle moon. Sitting in the middle, star shining like nickels. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Little Reddy Itty Itty with some acres. Little shotgun riding a gator. My baby loves it when I take her pulling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Yeah, put her in the middle of some acres. Get her in a red clay field around 2 a.m. Guitar and a hickory fire. Pass it back and forth, some rolled in a paper. My baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Sipping on a favorite moonshine flavor. She about to blow a back 40 breaker, yeah. Cause my baby loves it when I take her and put her in the middle of some acres. Little Reddy Itty Itty with some acres. A little shotgun riding a gator. My baby loves it when I take her rolling through the pasture, ball cap backwards. Get her heels off of the concrete. Get her barefoot dancing in the cold creek. Out in the country, my baby loves it when I fire up the blazer and put her in the middle of some acres. Put her in the middle of some acres, yeah.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, a good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee. I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The time is 9 o'clock. It's 35 degrees. And News Time at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in downtown Spring Green, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles.